Macau Jockey Club closure may cause hundreds of horses to be abandoned. In 2018, over 500 greyhounds were abandoned in Macau when the Canodrome Club shut down. They were finally rescued, but some are concerned that the same fate awaits hundreds of horses after the Macau Jockey Club, MJC, closes its doors next month. Shades pulled on MJC. The MJC is facing closure on April 1 following a string of financial losses, leaving the fate of 289 racehorses stabled at the facility uncertain. According to reports, these horses must be relocated out of the territory by March 31, 2025. To facilitate this transition, the MJC has agreed to subsidize transportation costs, albeit with a capped amount of 200,000 Hong Kong dollars, US$25,560 United States dollars. However, racehorse owners argue that this sum is inadequate and would result in financial losses on their end. Racehorse owners have taken their grievances to the Macau Legislative Assembly, publishing an open letter urging lawmakers to intervene in negotiations with the MJC for a more favorable compensation package. The letter, shared by specialist website Racing King, echoes sentiments expressed during a press conference held last weekend, emphasizing the need for adequate compensation for affected owners. MJC chairperson Angela Liang engaged with six representatives from Macau, Hong Kong, and mainland China to try to negotiate a deal on March 12. However, she wasn't willing to consider the horse owner's assertion that each horse is valued at 1 million Hong Kong dollars, US$127,850 United States dollars. Liang is the billionaire widow of casino tycoon Stanley Ho and a member of the Legislative Council of Macau. She was also the owner of the Canodrome Club. No room for new deal. Owners expressed dissatisfaction with the MJC's rejection of their compensation claims, labeling the club's reasons as extremely far-fetched. The club cited financial constraints resulting from the premature termination of its government contract as the basis for denying owners' demands, as outlined in a letter dated February 21. Contrary to the club's claims of financial strain, local broadcaster TDM reports that the MJC is set to receive a reimbursement of 15 million Macanese patacas, 1.86 million United States dollars, from the government. This reimbursement, stemming from a deposit made by the MJC for its operations, suggests a more nuanced financial landscape surrounding the club's closure. The horse owners feel that the MCJ leaders are not willing to negotiate, forcing them to turn to the government. However, they've made it clear that they have no desire to seek legal recourse in the fight.